Monday, October 4th. President called this morning about 11. Was concerned about Henry's reaction to the Rogers story and all. He said that I've got to go to work on Henry and on Al Haig and not let him get too cocky now for his own good. Now's the time for him to be a little generous when he's on top of things. He's got to recognize that he's made some boo-boos too, and he's got to be more sympathetic to Rogers. He also wants me to set Henry against Arthur Burns. He's afraid that Burns is playing an anti-Connally game and drawing Henry into it, that he wants Henry to know he must stick foursquare with Connally. Arthur wants to give away the store. Connally's standing firm. Arthur's playing it like the State Department. He wants Henry mobilized to help in that battle. He also asked for a report on public broadcasting. He wants to know what's being done about it. He thinks we've been temporizing and that they're picking up all the bad people in their news analysis and that then their news shows, and that an analysis of them would show that they're worse than the networks. He says we should cut off their water. Our board hasn't done anything. We need to put a tiger to work on this and see what the real situation is. During the day, he had a number of phone calls with Schultz, etc., discussing mainly the question of when to announce the Phase 2 plans. Schultz and the Cost of Living Council group are pushing hard for prime time. President feels strongly he should do it at noon instead, and he wants me to get them thinking on that basis, because we've already done prime time once on this subject, and this creates too much of a crisis atmosphere. He also feels he could be more technical and more detailed if he does it at noon. He asked me to call Connally and try to shift him to this line. He thinks the Cost of Living group are motivated by the effect of his other DVD,